God done in our first year. Join us as we celebrate our first anniversary of Love and Encouragement to Live By. Hello and welcome to Love and Encouragement to Live By. I'm Tammy Thompson, a Christian author under the pen name of T.S. Thompson, and you can learn more about my books by visiting my website at ts-thompson.com.
And I'm Jo Heather Dodson, your Christian coach, helping you discover what God has next for your life. Learn more about my coaching services at yourchristiancoach.net. Well, thanks for joining in today for your weekly dose of love and encouragement as we talk about what God has done over the last year as we've worked to inspire your deeper Christian living.
I know. Gosh, I cannot believe it's been a whole year, Jo Heather. I know. What happened? I felt like we were just called to do this podcast. And because God brought us together to produce this. We didn't know, you know, at first what it was. We kind of had like little hints and stuff of what we were supposed to do. You know, but we went forward in faith, you know. So when God put something on your heart, you take that next step. He's not going to show you the whole picture. He definitely did not show us the whole picture with what this podcast was going to be, you know, during the first whole year. Because, yeah, it took a lot of things for us to get together to figure out what are we going to talk about? How are we going to do it? All the equipment problems, you know, that we faced and designing what is our logo going to look like? What is our statement of faith going to be? Just so much that God entrusted us. He entrusted us with it to do. He obviously thought we could do it, Jo Heather.
Man, he's got great faith in us, doesn't he?
He sure did. Because he didn't tell us, you know, what was involved and stuff up front. But, but we want to also thank everybody who participated this first year. You know, all the people who tuned in and listened, who shared our podcast, who lifted somebody else. Because when you share a podcast, you're sharing love and encouragement with somebody else. And then they can go and share it. It's the sharing of the love and encouragement. It's not just meant to just be for us. We're here. God's given us certain things, and we're giving it to you guys. So we want to thank all those people who shared our podcast. You know, we also want to thank all the people who, liked and supported us, and people who prayed about us. And we also want to thank those who, sowed into our ministry efforts financially, because that really helps. It costs money. We didn't expect that either in the beginning. It's also a lot of time. I think it's more time than money, but, you know, it's a lot of our time sowed in, which takes away from other things, you know. But there are a lot of people who got put on their heart to sow into our ministry and financially, and they did. And we're so grateful for everybody who sowed into our podcast. So, wow. We have so much things that we're going to talk about today. You know, we're going to do a recap over our first year. We're going to look at our episodes that God put on our hearts. We're going to look at the guest speakers that we had, and we're going to talk personally what God's, you know, done to in our lives through this podcast, because He really worked in our hearts over this time. So before, you know, I jumped too much in, I really want to give Jo Heather a chance to share, because she has a lot that God's put on her heart to share about our first year together.
Absolutely, Tammy. You know, and just like you, for me, for both of us, it's hard to believe that a year has passed since we launched the podcast. It's just amazing that how quickly time goes. And I know I was always told that as a kid, wait until you get older and time goes faster. Well, it's the truth. So, you know, it just took my memories back to the day when Tammy called me on the phone and she asked me to join her in doing this podcast. And Tammy, I'll tell you, I thought you were asking me to serve as an interviewer for a single episode interviewing you about your books, you know, because I'm a former communicator and I had done a lot of interviews, a lot of journalism in the past. And so that's where my mind was. And boy, was I surprised. And I realized you were talking about me being a co-host of an ongoing show. You know, it's like, and I'll be candid to say that if I had realized the full scope of what it takes to do this weekly podcast in my humanness, I would have said no. But the funny thing is, you know, when the Lord leads you to do something You say yes, and we've had episodes before where we've talked about saying yes to God and saying no to God, and we've all been in both of those seats. But really, when God knocks on the door and says, hey, I want you to do this thing, you say yes, because if he leads you to it, he will give you what you need to complete the task, because it's all in service of the Lord. It's in service to be his hands and feet. It's in service to help you guys grow, because, and Skip, our scriptures that we look at every week, these always give us confirmation. And so I was looking at Isaiah 41:10, because it says, do not fear, for I am with me. With you. I can't talk right now. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And so over the past year, you know, when I've thought I couldn't do all that this podcast needed, and I know Tammy felt exactly the same, you know, we remembered God's faithful promise to uphold us with his righteous right hand. And so I praise the Lord for his faithfulness. And we couldn't do this without him. And as Tammy mentioned, we couldn't do it without you, our faithful listeners and our financial supporters. I'd love to call out everybody's name, but some people have supported in anonymity. And so I'm not going to do that. But if you financially poured into this ministry, I pray that you just feel that confirmation in your heart that you've been in service to God's kingdom this year, and you've done it through spreading his word, which is our goal, is to spread his word, help you in your Christian living, to help you dig deeper in the word, and just be stronger in your connection to the Lord.
Amen. It's so true. Our supporters, they really do encourage us, because we have hard days. We have hard days where I have so many things to do, and I gotta work on the podcast. You know, it takes time away from my family, and sometimes I get frustrated because it's like, oh man, I want to finish writing today, and I gotta stop because I gotta get this video posted. You know, we have, right. You know, we get pressed for time, and we put a lot of time into this. And so when people help, it's just, we just want to pour our hearts and thank you, you know, beyond words about how much your support means, you know, to us and encourages us. We need encouragement some days. We're not perfect. We're here to share love and encouragement to other people, yes, to encourage them. But we do have days where we feel like the enemy comes in and tries to make us feel a little discouraged on some things. It's normal, right? And so we have to battle that. So your support really helps with that. It really helps us to keep going, even when we're like, oh, I got to do another podcast. Yeah,
exactly.
We love doing it. But let me tell you, we've never regretted one, have we?
No.
Every time we feel so full. I mean, God fills us every time we do a podcast. He does
every time
we walk away. After I go to church, you know, I get that same fullness, that feeling. I've been fed. We get fed during our podcast. So I don't regret it. And I hope you guys get filled too when you tune in every week. But I just want to take a moment before we dive in a little bit more deeper about our last year together. I want to take a moment to let you know how you can support us. So first, depending upon what platform you're listening from, be sure to like, share, follow, and subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. But the most important thing, we've talked about this, that you can do is to share the podcast, because it shares love and encouragement with other people. There's a lot of people in the world who feel discouraged. They don't feel loved. They need a word of encouragement. Maybe they're too down to even ask. But when you share the podcast, you know, it might just be the answer or answer to their prayer or word of encouragement that they're looking for. And I also, we talked about people who sewed into our podcast ministry financially. So I want to extend an invitation for you to be able to help our podcast grow. There's a lot of things we want to do. There's a lot of things God's put on our hearts that he's shown us of how he wants to grow a podcast. But that takes financial support. And so if you would like to be a part of that, we have on our website, we have a donation page that you could click and you could become a partner with us and help our podcast to grow. And it's going to impact many more lives when you do that. When you see the fruit that's going to come from that, amen, right? And and you can find out, you know, on our website, we have every Wednesday, we have audio and video. So we post a little bit earlier than social media. And if you want to save some time, and we'll send it to you every week. We'll send out an email. Just go on our website. There's a form, and fill it out, and we'll send you the podcast every Wednesday. So we have shared about many topics over this past year. I was looking, when we were working on the script, I was looking at all of them. Wow. I mean, not including the guest interviews. So I went ahead and I went to YouTube because we're a podcast. So we're an audio podcast and a video podcast. So it's on Apple and on iTunes. It goes out. It's even on Amazon, has podcasts. Everybody's got a podcast thing. So we uploaded it. It goes out to the database. And so it's on all of them. So you can listen to it while you're driving to work, while you're on the treadmill. But we also have our video podcast. And that's on YouTube. And that's our most popular platform that people watch. And so that's where I go to a lot of times too. I like to look at, see how many views and the comments that people, you know, put on and what they like and kind of what's popular and what is reaching people. It's always good to know what's reaching people. And I'm so grateful. We talked about this, Joe. Did you remember how we're supposed to, because I just wasn't, he didn't give us a lot of details. He just, but I knew we were supposed to do something video because that was what, when we talked about episode zero, I talked about, I felt like I'm supposed to be doing a video of talking about God, but I can't do it by myself. Felt weird.
Yeah.
Because he's like, that's all right. I got a partner for you. You just wait. Give it a little bit of time, Tammy. And I got somebody lined up just for you to talk to about God. But I knew it was supposed to be video. And so I really stressed that early on, even though it was so much more work to do this video podcast than just an audio podcast. We could see that we have so many more times viewership on YouTube. And that's where people, because they can watch. And they can listen too. They can. I mean, I listen to a lot of YouTube stuff when I'm doing the dishes. I might not. And I glance every once in a while. But it's one of our most popular platforms that people listen from. So I went ahead and I put together the top 10 of what you guys have said that you were fed by. So we're going to do the top 10 countdown right now. So number 10, the power prayer. Dwelling with God. He calls me his beloved. Rest. Number 6, expectations. I got to put the numbers in there. Number 5, how to hear from God. Number 4, weariness. Number 3, faith. Number 2, welcome. That was our first episode. And number 1 is purpose. I think that's kind of obvious. That seems to be the desire that so many people want to know what their purpose is. What is their purpose for living? What is the purpose that God has created them for? And these are such great topics. I mean, I have my personal favorites. I know Joanna has her personal favorites in there that we really, you know, felt led when we were writing them, and things that we got fed by, things that we felt like God really put on our hearts. And he balances us. You know, we alternate writing scripts. We're giving you a little behind the scenes today. We alternate writing scripts. So got to put different things on Joe. I can't wait to see what Joe Heather's going to come up with, because he puts different things on my heart, you know, to talk about. And a lot of times they're aligned, but, you know, she'll give me a topic and I'm like, and I just, and then when I'm sitting down to write, the Holy Spirit just poosh, you know, and then he puts things on my heart. And then I say, okay, I want to do a script on this. I feel like it's important, you know? And so it's just interesting how he pulls both of us together, because he has a lot to say. I'm sure if he had his way, we'd be doing a podcast daily.
I know.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine us live taking questions? Maybe someday.
Yeah.
So we talked about one of the things I liked about doing the episodes was how God would lead me to a topic. You know, how the Holy Spirit works in us. I talked about he works in Joe Heather. You know, we even have a spreadsheet of topics because we have a lot of things we want to talk about. And it's, like I said, he probably would like it if we could do more episodes, because we have a huge list of topics we want to talk about, but we have to figure out, okay, well, what order, you know, we've got guest speakers, we've got different things. When are we going to put them in there? And sometimes things get shelved, like the Holy Spirit episode that we've been, you know, just came out. We had 3 parts of it. We've talked about doing that for like 6 or 7 months, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it finally got its airtime. So the other cool thing is that about writing, I'm going to share about my part in this, is that when I sit down, like I'll get a topic and I think I know exactly where God's going to go with it. No. I'll sit down. I think, I know this topic. I know this verse. I know this subject pretty well. I'm versed in this. I've even read a book on some of these topics. I sit down to write the script. And he's like, Tammy, I want to show you something new today. Yeah. And he'll lead me to a scripture or a scripture I've read before. And I'll see something I've never seen before. He'll lead me down a whole new path of connecting verses together that I never saw the connection before. Of things that he said, I want to show you something new. Don't ever think that you know me, Tammy, you know, fully. Because we're never going to know God fully until we go to heaven. And so that's been a humbling experience for me when I think, okay, I got this one. I know what I'm going to say. And so now it's, I love conforming to sitting down and letting the Holy Spirit be that part of being able to write and go and learn. I've learned so mm-hmm. much from doing these episodes. I've been so filled. I've been surprised. I walk away and I'm like, wow. I'm so glad I didn't go what I originally thought, you know, because this was so much, this was so much better, you know. And, so when we spend, I know we've talked about our time commitments before, but we probably spend, I spend probably about 4 hours writing a script between researching the scriptures and, because we really, I want you to know how much we put into this, you know, to make sure that we're putting the right scriptures forward, we're taking our leading in from the Holy Spirit, we're connecting things into making it so it's easy to talk about. I mean, mm-hmm. we want to make sure that we speak to you that's easy to digest. Because a lot of times you listen to people and you're like, what are they talking about? It's like so over the top, all these big words. And it's love and encouragement to live by. So we want to make sure that you understand the word, that you could take it in your heart and live by it. So if you can't understand the word, it's going to be hard to live by the word. Mm-hmm. And so, but as we do these episodes, like I said, I always feel walking away that God's pleased. I feel pleased afterwards. I could just feel the pleasure of the Lord that's what I wanted to say, you know, and because sometimes we get on to record and the Holy Spirit would just bloop, something else will come out of our mouth that's not even in the script, or we'll just skip over things that we had written down we want to talk about. And God's like, that's not important today. You know, I have something else I want you to say. And so we are both, you know, open to that when we pray before we do each of our episodes. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to pass it back to Jo Heather because I'm so excited, you know, about to hear, you know, well, I already know what she has to say, but I'm excited to have her share her insights from last year's episodes with you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like Tammy said, yeah, I'm always curious to see what the Lord has in store for us and for you, our listeners, each week. Because we do hold the space, and there are times that the Holy Spirit, as Tammy said, says, say this, you know, and we'll a lot of times tell you that. Mm-hmm. I'll say, I don't know who this is for, but, and then we put it out there. So, you know, listen, because the Lord can speak to you through this podcast. I mean, that's the point of it. So, you know, as I looked back over the episode topics and, you know, I think about the ones that I enjoyed the most, and for me, I really love spending time talking about how to renew your mind and how to have the mind of Christ. We did that last June. And you guys know from the podcast, I work as a Christian coach. So I find the area of mindset to be deeply impactful and transformative. And you may think mindset is kind of a worldly topic. It is not. The Bible has a lot to do, you know, a lot to tell you about that. And so in the Renew Your Mind episode, we explored how to bring a sense of growth into your life by renewing your mind. And we based it on, you know, just in small portion, I can tell you here, is Romans 12:2, which says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And what was fun is we actually continued the conversation into the next episode. It wasn't immediately after, but it was the Mind of Christ episode in the same month. Because having the mind of Christ is all about your way of thinking and your way of understanding, which in turn leads to the things you say and do. To have the mind of Christ is about perceiving divine things and understanding spiritual truth through who? The power of the Holy Spirit in you. And of course, speaking of the Holy Spirit, Tammy's already mentioned, we got to do a deep dive on who is the Holy Spirit and what is he to you in January. So if you missed any of these episodes I'm mentioning, go back, check them out. If you listened to them before, listen to them again. The Lord may have something new to say to you through the content. Another episode, I heard from numerous people about how impactful they found the spiritual warfare episode. We put that out last July because we took a look at various scriptures. One of them was Ephesians 6, and we looked to see what they teach us about spiritual warfare. And we talked about how prayer is an amazing weapon in your war against spiritual attack. And so we encouraged you, our listeners, to pray to God and to ask him to help you to live out the transforming truth, which is because of the power of the cross, the enemy no longer has a hold on you. So, you know, I shared with you as our listeners that sometimes in this, you know, I pray in two specific ways when it comes to spiritual warfare. And they're both really about thanks and praise. It's in preparation for and in the midst of the battle. And now, you know, it's really even after. You thank God. Thank Him for building the hedge of protection high around your family, you and your family, your loved ones. And thank Him for rendering the enemy's flaming arrows, however they come at you, harmless. Rendering those arrows harmless. So there was a lot of meaty information in that episode. So it's worth a second listen to. Now, the Lord led us to do a lot of episodes that were designed to encourage you in the midst of difficulty. He led us to those. And, you know, and I think back on our perseverance episode last August, or the discouragement podcast in April, and our loneliness, if I can say it, show last November. So as Tammy mentioned earlier, our weariness episode was one of our most watched episodes. And in that show, we reminded you that God gives you the strength for the journey. He gives you the fortitude to accomplish the task He's laid out for you. And we meditated on one of my favorite passages, Isaiah 40, 28 through 31. And this is what it says, because we always love hearing the word and speaking the word in this podcast. The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He doesn't faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint. Is that you? And to him who has no might, he increases strength. Yes, even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall in exhaustion. But they who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. I love this. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Oh, I just love that. That's one of our favorite things, is speaking the word and chewing on the word. And that's what I just wanted to give you a quick reflection on, just a couple of the episodes that some of the content that we had. And so I'm going to pause for a minute. And as we do in every episode, we share a sponsor spotlight. Now, a lot of times you're going to hear Tammy is the sponsor, or I'm the sponsor, but we do make a way for you to be a sponsor. And we've had a few sponsors over the years that have poured into the podcast. So today, Love and Encouragement to Live By is sponsored by our very own Tammy, otherwise known as T.S. Thompson. She's released a beautiful prayer journal book, The Praying Family, a prayer request journal and guide to family prayer time. You've got to get your own copy for this. She's also the author of My God in Whom I Trust, a study of Psalm 91, and her most popular book, God is Able, a study of 2 Corinthians 9:8. We did some work on this in one of the previous podcasts, so you can check that out. She is in the works of writing her fourth book for her Christian book series, The Land of Good Dreams, so stay on hold for that. We'll tell you when it's coming out. Tammy has a deep desire to move readers with her books and to share the light of God to uplift and inspire. She is very blessed with the gift of storytelling and believes the Lord is in need of good family-friendly books everyone can enjoy. You can find out more about Tammy and her books at ts-thompson.com. That's ts-thompson.com. And as I mentioned a moment ago, if you want to sponsor a future episode, or we've even had sponsors who have simply placed their favorite ministry effort in this slot, you can contact us at loveandencouragement.com. Mm.
Thank you, Joe, Heather. and I love how you broke down a lot of the episodes that we did. It's too bad we don't have time to go through all of them, because there's a lot of them. There's like, what, 50?
There's
a lot. There's a lot of episodes. I can't believe it. All those episodes that we did, and subjects and stuff. And, you know, sufficiency, that was a two-parter. I know a lot of people at my church got blessed when they come to me and say, yeah, it really blessed me. But yeah, a lot has gone into that. So we talked about So we talked about the episodes and was kind of gone into that part of the podcast, which I think last year was a big chunk of what we did was mainly, and we started bringing speakers on. And we're still trying to figure out how to adapt, you know, as to how many speakers to have on and how many episodes. And we're just trusting the Lord to lead us with that. But we were blessed to have several speakers share their testimonies. And they were so different, you know, the different speakers that we, you know, and their ministry efforts. I was blessed by all of them. I really was. I learned so much from the guests. And I think we had 7 guest interviews, not counting the ones we did for Joe, Heather, and I. We each did it. I interviewed Joe, Heather, and she interviewed me. But not counting those ones. I think we had 7 guests on. and we would love to know, you know, what your favorite ones were. You know, I know my son, he really liked Jeff. He really radiated, mm-hmm. you know. I think he listened to it a couple times. Mm-hmm. My son's been called to go into the ministry effort. And just gave his first sermon at church recently at 18. Oh, anyways, amazing. But he was so blessed
so
by
amazing.
That.
So amazing. My whole family was like in awe of Logan. Ooh, that was good.
It was powerful and stuff. But I remember he really liked what Jeff. He still talks about that. So that's how you get to tell when a speaker really radiates with somebody, when somebody still talks about it months afterwards. I mean, I know some of the things that Nadine said, you know, about taking the stickers and putting thank you on it. That stuck in my heart. You know, just writing your problem down, writing thank you on it, sticking it on the wall, and just, whew, God's got it. That was powerful. If you hadn't listened to that episode. And so there were just a lot. I mean, the grief share with Joyce, you know, there's so many things that I got blessed by. And I know that people who were listening got blessed by them because our interviews actually have more higher ranking than our episodes that we put together, the subjects and stuff. So people really radiate with that. So we would really like to know, what were your favorite ones? And we can look at the likes and stuff, you know, but we'd really like it if you would just write in and share with us, you know, what was your favorite one, you know, or your favorite ones and why? What of that, you know, blessed you? You know, talk about how it made a difference and stuff. But we want to be able to have more guests come on. It'd be nice to know kind of like, you know, kind of what subjects are close to home for those who listen in. And it was definitely an interesting journey, you know, having all of their testimony. And we were blessed. We were blessed by them. And I'm grateful. I just want to say a thank you to all the guests that came on and took their time to, you know, out of their lives to come in and be a guest on our podcast. It really blessed us and it blessed a lot of listeners. And we're thanking you for that. Because, you know, testimonies, and that's what they are when somebody comes on, they give a testimony. Testimonies help people identify and they offer a message of hope. And so Joe, Heather and I, you know, we're already in the discussion, you know, she kind of alluded a little bit to this, you know, of some potential guests this year that we would like to have come on our show. And I'm really excited to see what God has planned. I mean, I know it's going to be great. It's going to be better. I think it's going to be better than last year. Now we've gotten into the groove. We got a lot of the, hopefully, you know, some of the difficulties, you know, we have technology problems that come up sometimes. Our heart's right, but the technology isn't always working accordingly. But besides that, we've gotten into a good rhythm, you know, and we're still adapting, you know, just, as, you know, we know that as soon as we get comfortable, God's going to whoop. I got something else for you guys to do. But he loves us and he wants us to be able to continue to bring this forward. So, Joe, Heather, let's hear from you on the guest speakers and stuff that, you know, that you kind of liked and what you have to say going forward.
Sure. And I have to say that I think my guest interviews are my favorites because just like you alluded to, I love hearing from others about their journey with God. And I'm a firm believer in the scripture from Proverbs 27:17 that says, iron sharpens iron as one man sharpens another. And so these interviews have certainly sharpened me in my Christian living this year, just like Tammy gave some examples. Because if I think back on these, there's been so many things that I learned. I can't recount them all here, but I've got just a couple of highlights that I want to mention. In our Serving God episode, Sue Ayler inspired us to use our talents and gifts to share the love of the Lord with others. I mean, we learned from her, it doesn't matter what you do, whether your gift is the ability to sew and make quilts, or if it's taking food to someone who's hungry, just do what you do and do it for the glory of God. There is no service that's too small, right? Sometimes we dismiss the gifts that the Lord has given us and go, well, that can't do anything for the kingdom. Yes, it can. So she really inspired us with that. And I was also, Tammy mentioned Jeff Joyce. I was so inspired by Jeff Joyce in the It's Time to Go and Tell episode in September. We actually had that in two parts. And when I heard what he's seen and been a part of and spreading the gospel here in the United States, but especially what he talked about in Africa in part two, oh my goodness, it touched my core. And I was like, Logan, Tammy's son, it just kept coming up for me in the months afterwards. I would think about what Jeff had said, and I would think about, you know, his work out in the mission field. And so if you missed it, you have got to listen to that two-part interview. It's worth the time. It's worth the time. And Tammy's already mentioned it. We had just powerful stories of perseverance through difficult times from five amazing women. She mentioned Nadine Iraji, Joyce Codd Ricker, Hannah Davis, wow, Christy Farrell, yes, and Loretta Gaffney. Wow, these, hearing their life stories and their testimonies reminded me that our God is a God of more than enough, no matter what your circumstances are. And so I hope you've had an opportunity to be uplifted, inspired, and encouraged by their candid sharing. I mean, it just was amazing. You know, and as Tammy said, I am really looking forward to who the Lord brings on our show this coming year. And so we have some folks that we're already communicating with, but if you feel the Holy Spirit prompting you to suggest someone that we should consider having on the show, sharing their testimony, just message us through our website at loveandencouragement.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very true. It's going to be an amazing year. We have some, like I said, we've got some people in line that we wanted to get in last year, but it wouldn't, you know, we have some Christian authors that their books were delayed coming out, and some music producers. We have, it's going to be a fun year. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to be a fun year sharing, bringing these people to you to share their testimonies of how God's moved in their life. So I guess as the third part of our podcast here, as we're getting ready to wind down, you know, we talked about our guests, we talked about the episodes and going with that, but I want to talk before we close about what God's done in my life through this podcast. And I know Jo Heather will speak, you know, for what God's done in her life through this. And we've talked offline a little bit as we go on. It's a journey together. We had to learn how to become partners together. How to, mm-hmm. you know, we have see things differently. We have different gifts and talents. And God, I have to say this, Jo Heather, I couldn't have picked a better partner if I had interviewed people. You know, I just really felt like when God set you down to talk to me, she's from North Carolina and I'm in Pennsylvania and we met in DC area, Virginia. Yeah. I mean, when God wants something done, he will move heaven and earth. He will move people to come together in the strangest things, you know, and, but I couldn't have picked a better partner. We are so aligned. We may have disagreements sometimes about how things should go or technical things or misunderstandings, but we've never been in disagreement about the Word of God.
Amen.
Never. We are both fully aligned, but we know we have a clear calling on our hearts from what God's called us to do. We are very clear. We are so aligned in our faith, seeing the scriptures, you know, almost identical. You know, our hearts are very, you know, as sisters in Christ, we are like, we're at the same growth level. It amazes me. It really amazes me. You know, I have a lot of close Christian friends and stuff too, but I mean, like I said, I couldn't have picked a better partner to share the love and encouragement with than Jo Heather. So thank you, Jo Heather. I appreciate you so much.
So you're so sweet.
I'm so grateful for you in my life. And she's helped me grow too as a Christian woman. She's helped build my faith up through this podcast. You know, the subjects, cause we've dealt with things this year as we're doing the podcast. We're growing through difficult times. She was with me when I had to believe God for my brand new roof. You know?
Amen.
You know? I mean, you know, when you're through sicknesses, we've stood on healing together offline. Mm-hmm. We've stood on it. We've prayed together. I mean, she was there one time my back went out. She got her on the phone. We Logan with me, and three of us prayed, and I was able to stand up. I mean, we have seen miracles.
Amen.
So there's a power. There is. Yes. It's a blessed union. And so I want to convey that to you, those listening and stuff, how special it is to me. And so the other thing was that God really, he worked in me, to change me and help me to grow and see him in new ways. I think this, I look at my growth as a Christian, and I got saved at 16, and how I believed and stuff. But when we started this podcast, the acceleration, I can't even put a number on it, a percentage on it. I have grown so much in this last year with my walk with God than years combined. Probably my whole Christian walk altogether. You know, he's really, because we're in the scriptures every week. We're growing and we're seeing it. It's not like we're doing a, I mean, yeah, we have an obligation because we're doing the podcast, but our hearts are in there. We're in there and we're seeking God's word. We're trying to grow, to share more with you. And we're being enlightened, lifted up and fed. And my faith has grown so much. I've been able to trust God with so many more things and really see him in such a beautiful way to be able, and the whole kingdom. I know I've talked a lot about the kingdom, that God's opened my eyes up to the kingdom family, to see the kingdom, Tammy. See, you are part of the kingdom. And he's really wanted me to express that more and more, that you are, if you're born again, believe, you are part of this kingdom. You know, family. You have the Trinity, and we have the brothers and sisters in Christ. We're a part of that in where we are now on earth. And we will be forevermore and stuff. And so he's really helped me to see so many things. It's so, and seeing God in new ways. And so it's just been such a beautiful growth for me. And I'm just really, really grateful and amazed. And I can't wait, Jo Heather.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what's going to come this next year, how we're going to grow. And we're going to, of course, we're going to take all the stuff and the wisdom and knowledge that the Holy Spirit is showing us. And we're going to share it with you. You're going to be along for the ride. We encourage you to stay with us for a whole nother year, you know, and be blessed. So, yeah.
Yes.
So just thank you for tuning in. I'm going to pass back to Jo Heather.
Yeah, absolutely, Tammy. Well, that was one of the things that I have talked to people about, the unique, and you use the word union, and I hadn't used that word, but almost never do you meet someone who is at the same place spiritually, right? And I mean, that's why we're brothers and sisters in Christ, because sometimes I'm ahead and sometimes I'm behind, and you know, and we help each other. I mean, that's the iron sharpens iron piece that I mentioned, you know, but only the Holy Spirit can align us the way that he has. And only the Holy Spirit has been able to walk us through our differences. You know, only the Holy Spirit can say, wait, are your eyes on me or are your eyes on something else? You know, and just to constantly directing our eyes to him. But that's the thing that I've been in awe of for our relationship, is that alignment of the Spirit, the alignment of our depth of understanding of the word and our belief in what the word says. It is amazing, because you guys don't even know, you know, how rare. I mean, just sit down with your family and see how much you agree on the word. I mean, it's not going to be a lot, right? Because we're unique individuals and we have unique life experiences that God has walked us through. And so we can read the word, and the core of it is truth. I'm not saying that. It's the nuances that you can get hung up on. And that's why we have all the denominations that we have. It's because of the little nuances that everybody's like, no, I believe this, I believe this. And so to have two people from two very different walks of life and life experiences to come together, and for God to, it's only God, right? It's only God that says, oh no, this is how, you know, this is the interpretation. This is the application, right? Because, you know, we're all observing the word, and then we have to interpret the word based on other scriptures, and then we have to apply it, right? The three steps. And it's all inspiring. I'm rambling a bit, but it is all inspiring, because, you know, I've grown tremendously this year, just like Tammy talked about, grown tremendously through the podcast. Yes, being in the word, this is what we're always telling you, meditate in the word, be in the word. You will be transformed. Yes. You will just put in, and your heart has to be in it. It's like Tammy alluded to. You can't go through motions and say, okay, I read a chapter today. I did it. Check. went to church on Sunday, gave my donation, you know, my tithe. You can't do that. It has to be a heart thing. So hear us. Yeah, that's why it's love and encouragement. Yes. Your heart is involved. Amen. So I hope you as listeners have had the chance to grow. I mean, the Lord led us to do this Christian Living podcast so that we can all grow together. You know, and so it brings a memory to my mind. I had this just precious older adult Sunday school teacher when I lived in Virginia in the mid-90s. Yes, now you know how old I am. And so he was in his 80s at the time, and he was such a passionate teacher. And he said he was learning more about the Lord every day, and he would keep on learning until his graduation day is what he called it, when he moved on to heaven. And that's what I want for all of us who are listening. Let's keep learning together and sharpening one another along the way. Let's do it. Let's commit to do that together, guys. And to invite others to join us. We're counting on you guys. We're inviting everybody we know, and now we want you to invite everybody you know to join us on the journey. And you know, every week I leave you with a question for you to meditate on. The point of the, I've called it the challenge question, but it's really just a question. It's to get you thinking. Remember the renewing your mind and the mind of Christ stuff was my favorite stuff? Well, that's where these questions are all about, is to get you thinking. So here's your challenge question. How are you making more time to learn about the Lord? So just hold that. Think on it. See what the Lord has to say. But thank you guys for joining us for the last year. How exciting it's been learning with you. So thank you for taking the time to join us in the journey. Depending on what platform you're listening from, be sure to like, share, follow, subscribe, and make comments. We love your comments. We've asked for those several times today. Share your comments. And don't miss future episodes. These are our opportunities to grow together. And we'll put it out there again. If you want to be a sponsor of one of our episodes, just contact us. Contact us at loveandencouragement.com. So we look forward to it. Join us next time as we continue to offer you words of encouragement that remind you of God's awesome love.